Hey, it's July 5th. I'm walking down a hill. Thought I'd pull out the recording because I'm listening to Brene Brown. And she read, she's on the section about love and heartbreak. I've been thinking a lot about love and heartbreak. Heartbreaks of the past, current love. Heartbreaks of the future. But it ended with the brokenhearted or the... I can't even get this out. So this moved me to some quick tears. But... Ooh. Welcome to Through.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The essay ended with, "The brokenhearted are the bravest among us, for they have dared to love." And that immediately made me cry. I'm crying a little bit right now, but it's so true. It's so true. And I'm thinking back to a conversation I had with Sean, Prince Caspian, a few days ago, just talking about my own situation and the fear of getting hurt. I've been working a lot with fear these past few days. I realize I still have a lot of it. In our conversation about the fear of getting hurt, you know, he talked about his own breakup and how the pain was worth it because it meant that he had loved. And that almost made me cry right there. I don't know what it is, but that idea right there, that love and pain are inseparable, but we go through it because the love is worth it. Oh man, that just punches me in the chest. Of course, I like to think that every heartbreak I've had or every ounce of pain I've been through in terms of relationships, you know, the love was worth it. And I think that's true for the most part. But here's the thing. Only for the past 19 months have I lived closer to my values in a non-numbing way. And I've been pain avoidant, my whole life. I think a lot of people are, but I just lived deeply in the illusion that you could, think your way around stuff. My mom likes to tell this story about kids on the playground. There was one of those big climbing jungle gym hexagon shaped dome things. And the kids would climb to the top and jump down. My mom likes to tell this story that I would say, "I don't want to do that," because every time they jump down, they say, "Ow." And I remember, too, seeing those kids do that, and it also looked like they were having a lot of fun, because there was a reason they did it over and over again, even though it hurt. Huh? So... I think I have, removed from my life a way that I thought helped me deal with pain, but ultimately caused a lot more. Kind of a self-medicating, numbing type of behavior. And how do we do that for any extended period of time? Well, we have to learn to accept life on life's terms. And for some reason, life's terms dictate pain, loss, and heartbreak. And that continues to be something I work with, the inevitability of that. You know, and especially is front of mind on this journey for numerous reasons. One, every day I face the sort of physical demands of through hiking that involve a lot of just plain old, you know, mildly irritating physical pain. I'm trying to find a way around this river crossing. Sometimes in river crossings, you have to accept getting your feet wet, but not this one. You have to make it across dry. Woohoo! Yeah. So, you know, this morning we had a 3-mile climb, pretty steep, up to a mountain pass. And it's my leg hurts. Well, what other choice do I have? I decided to through hike the PCT. It's gonna hurt. Then there's also the deep friendships you form out here. Early on, it was with Follow Up and Helium and his brother Flawless or Rasmus and Zero or Zach. That original Tramily, who I thought, you know, I love these people. I want to spend as much time with them as possible. And inevitably, you separate. And I miss them in a lot of ways. And then there's the new Tramily that came out of nowhere. Sean and Louie and Emma. Or Prince Caspian, Hollywood, and Honey Socks. I love them deeply. You know, Sean and Louie have become some of my best friends. And I hike, and they're my, I mean, we're the triple grandpas. And then there's Emma, Honey Socks, who, I fell quickly for. And I'm not surprised, I mean, for a lot of reasons. But, you know, what started as a few days hiking together and staying in an Airbnb in Wrightwood, and then her, you know, laying on my lap, kissing, and then spending more time together and really connecting in a lot of ways. And then calling each other baby and saying I love you, and you know, it's all progressed to that point. And there was this kind of dance around the I love you stuff, which was like simultaneously saying it but trying to keep it light. It doesn't matter. Once I love yous are exchanged, I'm in it. So I've given this person my heart. I love this person. And then she leaves, and the fear of heartbreak And knowing that, even in little ways, even if we're, if this does become a long-term relationship that is good and lasts a long time, there will be little heartbreaks along the way. People hurt each other. It's inevitable. That was in the essay too. So then I talked to my good friends, Sean and Louie, about my fear. And I read Brené Brown to become more emotionally literate and be able to talk about these things and have the language around it and understand what I'm feeling and to feel like I'm not lesser for feeling these things, because a lot of times my default subconsciously is to just say, be cool. You shouldn't have fear or jealousy. But I do. And I'm trying my best not to be ruled by that, because I have a lot of joy too. I have a lot of excitement and joy around this. And I know that it's still really early and my energy is better spent focusing on what's exciting and what is yet to come and what we're still gonna figure out. And maybe not putting all my emotional eggs in this basket of this thing working out. And just knowing that I don't know what's gonna happen in the next few hours, let alone tomorrow, let alone 2 weeks from now when she's back, let alone at the end of September or middle of October when the trail is over and suddenly real life is upon us. But all that is to say is that it's brave to dare to love, because heartbreak is inevitable. It's the other side of it. And it sure hurts. But hearts can handle it, even though they're afraid.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I think a lot of the journey of the past almost 2 years has been about acceptance of a lot of things. But what a place to learn about accepting the inevitability of pain. Oh, it's so hard for me. And yet, what a joy to love. I have to realize that already it's been worth it. Coming to a beautiful lake where I think it'd make a really nice break spot. So I'll wait for Sean and Louie here. But I can handle the pain. I can face it head on. I can go through it. I said at the beginning of this that I wanted to go through the pain to access the joy. And boy, is the universe making me put my money where my mouth is. This lake that I'm looking at, surrounded by mountains. The water is both cold and refreshing. A shock to the system and pure dopamine. And every time I jump in an alpine lake, I usually say out loud, it was worth it. Every time. So here's to jumping in. The brokenhearted are the bravest among us because they have dared to love.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katopish.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.